The absence of light causes the personality to suffer. There is pain. When you hate, you bring that suffering upon yourself. Hatred of evil affects the one who hates. It makes him or her a hateful person, a person who has also absented himself or herself from light. Understanding evil as the absence of light does not require you to become passive or to disregard evil actions or evil behavior. If you see a child being abused or a people being oppressed, for example, it is appropriate that you do what you can to protect the child or to aid the people. But if there is not compassion in your heart also for those who abuse and oppress, for those who have no compassion, do you not become like them? Compassion is being moved to and by acts of the heart, to and by the energy of love. If you strike without compassion against the darkness, you yourself enter the darkness. Understanding that evil is the absence of light challenges the perception of power as external. Can an absence be defeated? An evil person can be arrested, but can evil be arrested? An evil group can be imprisoned, but can evil be imprisoned? A compassionate heart is more effective against evil than an army. An army can engage another army, but it cannot engage evil. A compassionate heart can engage evil directly. It can bring light where there was no light. Understanding evil as the absence of light requires you to examine the choices that you make each moment in terms of whether they move you toward light or away from it. It allows you to look with compassion upon those who engage in evil activities, even as you challenge their activities, and thus protects you from the creation of negative karma. It permits you to see that the place to begin the task of eliminating evil is within yourself. This is the appropriate response to evil. The higher order of logic and understanding that characterizes the multisensory human permits it to learn more quickly than the five-sensory human is able to learn from what its senses alone tell it, and what its intellect makes of that. We have evolved as far as the intellect will take us. We have explored the scope and depth of five-sensory reality, and we have discovered the limitations of external power. The next phase of our evolution will take us into the experiences of the multisensory human and the nature of authentic power. This requires the heart.